Thank you. this blue deep within, deep inside, we can name it's a blue in our pulse, deep inside, it names us, breathing us, names us.
The lighting is different now.
I just want to say that wearing glasses kind of sucks. I mean,
we're learning.
It's you know, it helps, but then it doesn't. I just have to say that. I just want to take a minute, introduce you to these gentlemen. But then I'm going to interrupt the flow, so I'll save it. But that's Graham, that's Stone, that's JT.
I'm here.
He is nice. He is nice.
I'm going to give you all the names shortly. I'm going to play one more thing.
Just because I feel like.
Yeah. Which one?
It's a solo piece.
Enjoy it, brother.
Thank you.
Take your glasses off.
No, I might need to see something. Thank you.
That was cool, man.
So,
did you enjoy the images?
Yeah.
So, first of all, on the stage with me are three gentlemen who I am happy to say I've had a very long tenure with, playing music and realizing their music and helping me realize mine. And you know, life is kind of, you get here on the planet and you arrive with some people and some other people leave and some more people come in and there's a shuffle going on, and somehow we find our community, put it that way. And this is part of my community, and it extends because they have their own communities too, but I'm just really, really, really thankful to be a part of a community like this. It's Mr. J.T. Lewis on drums. Mr. Graham Haynes on cornet electronics. And this gentleman here, okay, so he's Japanese, and I'm always kind of embarrassing him because, you know, Japanese people don't lay it all out there like that all the time. So I don't like to be very, I've already gone too far and said too much. But I just have to say this because this man is like a true soulmate. That's the best thing, the best way for me to put it. This is Mr. Stomu Takeshi. A little story about that. Stomu and I went to Japan back in 2006 to perform with a wonderful Japanese classical guitarist named Daisuke Suzuki. And we were performing the music of Toru Takemitsu, some of his film music, which his estate had given us permission to experiment with and improvise with. And at the first concert, I think it was in Hakuju Hall, was that it? In Tokyo, the three of us performed. And afterwards, Toru-san's daughter, Maki Takemitsu, came up and she was just really happy with the performance, and she turned to Stomu and I, and she said, "You know, you guys are just the opposite. I mean, Stomu came on stage, he took off his shoes, and he's like playing, and Brandon, you look like the most Japanese of the most Japanese person I ever saw, sitting still." So we have this kind of thing like that. Okay, So that last piece was called Bowing Bird. Which doesn't have to do with that image, per se, but they're all connected. The images were created by a very dear friend of mine, a wonderful artist, photographer, graphic designer, named Carolina Munoz, who's from originally from Caracas, Venezuela, and she's actually here tonight. She's very people shy, so I'm not going to tell you where she is in the room. But several years ago, I don't know how many now, we were talking on Skype, and she had shared some of what may be in the program, if you had programs, with me. And I thought, wow, it'd be really cool to, you know, she sent me these images, and I thought, you know, I wonder what they would sound like, these images. So these pieces tonight were my responses to a selection of her images, 10 of them in particular. And now I'll tell you what they were in the order that we performed, and we'll see how good your retention is of things like that, not other stuff. So the first piece we played was Fetus, and the second piece was called Sylph. Who knows what a sylph is? Wow, I thought this was like, I thought... That's the right zone. I can tell you a story about it. I was in Sweden a couple of winters ago for Christmas, and I was on this hill, and the sky was really beautiful, and I found out later when I came back that a sylph had attached itself to me. Now, by someone who can see these things. They unattached it, fortunately, because our relationship wasn't going to work out. So, the next piece was called Old Dervish. And the piece that I sang is called Name Us Light. And Name Us Light, the lyrics were written by Kip Hanrahan, who's a producer and composer and good friend of ours. And then we performed Swan. And then Hammer, which was the trio with JT and Stonewall and I. And then Blood Blues 1 and Blood Blues 2. And they were about horseshoe crabs, whose blood is blue, if any of you know this. And plasma is made from their blood. And there's a very interesting story about a bird, and I forget which bird it is, but it migrates from South America all the way up to, I guess, the Arctic, but it makes a stop in the Chesapeake Bay area for a particular time where it also feeds on these crabs. And actually, without that thing going on, the rest of us, the whole planet is so, you know, think it's like honeybees, birds, it's, you know, the planet knows how to take care of itself, and if we would begin to cooperate, probably everybody would be really happy. Then there was Star Fishing. And the final piece was Bowing Bird. And so that was 10 of them. And if anybody has any questions, you're invited to ask them, and I'll try and answer them. And thank you most of all for coming. This is my good friend, Tiziano of the Many Names, who is a philosopher, a professor, and a novelist. And I'm going to answer that question later, because that's a friendship question. any questions about anything going on? And I just want to also, I need to do this, but I'm thanking and acknowledging Chamber Music America, the new Jazz Works program, of which this music was composed via a grant that I was awarded. And thank you. And Chamber Music America, through the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, is doing quite a lot to, how shall I say, just sustain the expression of creative music, in particularly in the areas of chamber ensembles and chamber, as it's also extended to jazz music. Small ensembles, a minimum of two with independent parts that function at a time. So the concept of what is chamber music and who's playing it is moved into the 21st century thanks to that. And if there are no other questions, there are artifacts of mine out in the lobby that can be purchased. They make great coasters if you no longer have a CD player. And on it, or on them, is just actually some really lovely music. It's a duo CD by Stomu and I. Our duo is called For Living Lovers. And we're doing music by Eric Satie, Ornette Coleman, and me. Thank you very much.